2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Utah's news station.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Here we are at the Tim Daly Infinity in Murray, right here on State Street, about 45th South. Easy enough to find. Come find the KSL vans right under the Tim Daly Infinity insignia. So, awesome deals, Scott.
Deals. Got a 2020 SUV QX60, seven-seater, Alex.
Yeah.
It's kind of the smaller one, but you can lease it for $449 a month.
Yeah, all-wheel drive, the quality all-wheel drive. We have that QX80 right in front of us, and that thing is $6,000 off right now. 0% financing, that means you're going to save over $20,000 on that car. So come in and get it, and then all these cars, forever warranty. You can ask
Pretty
about
cool
it.
Thing.
Awesome. Just ask them how you can warranty get the forever,
forever
warranty. Come down and check us out right here in Murray. It is the Tim Daly Infinity. In the meantime, kicking off the second hour here of the program on KSL's Unrivaled on a Thursday evening. Patrick Mahomes is out right now. I don't know for how long. They say at least for this game, but this is a tough one. The NFL MVP is out with a knee injury against the Broncos. They still lead the Broncos.
A lot of good quarterbacks out. Not good.
20-6. The Chiefs are leading right now. Let's kick off the second hour here with a little bit of a chat about professional athletes. We've got one here, of course. Scott Mitchell, a former professional athlete, former NFL quarterback, is going to help us discuss this. It's the 805 Cut. Let's do it.
The Cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Sorry, did you say anything, Scott? I couldn't hear you. I feel like I got blasted out over there. Huh?
We're trying to make a statement.
Oh,
this is an important moment in the show.
It's an important big time part of the program here. Pilgrim. Scott, on the I want to know. So there's an article. It's pretty interesting about how you knew you made it. How athletes are talking about how they knew they made it as a professional athlete. And I think that, you know, I look at guys right now. People who are on this very fickle, you know, very, very difficult place where they're trying to figure out if they are
right
worthy of that, you know.
Because they get cut. It's the end of the preseason.
Right.
And the rosters are thin. And,
yeah, and it's not just
hard to make. It's hard to do.
And it's not just basketball, but I think about football too. And even guys who have kind of a career going on. You know, I think about Brock Osweiler, right, who
– right.
You know, he's retiring. And that means that, no, you know – he's done. No one's picking him up anymore. But this is a guy who made a payday at least and had some, you know, had some years in the league. And that's a guy that he spent like a long time in the league. But then there are guys who are on the cusp right now. We've been talking about Baker Mayfield, and he's had some success so far, but he's had some failures too. But what about this idea of when you knew at that moment where you said, yeah, I know that I should be here. And I've heard you talk about it before, Scott, where I think.
Well, when you know, do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, let me hear it.
It's one of the greatest moments in your life. I can't describe it any other way.
So when was it for you?
It's very specific.
What was it?
It was a powerful thing. And so you're talking
about.
Sounds
like the birth of your children here.
It was right up there.
Really?
It certainly wasn't, you know, I mean, let's be real here. It was 1A. right? Oh, they're one.
I thought you were going to say something about the McRib. It wasn't a McRib, but it was.
No, I mean, there's nothing that comes close to the birth of your child. I mean, that's just
an amazing thing. What was the moment?
Let me tell you specifically what it was. So you're fighting to play. You're fighting to make a team. And in my case, I make a team. Like, I never questioned whether I'd make it or not. But I was behind a legend. I mean, Dan Marino was not coming out of the game, and that was a challenging thing. So my chances of playing were very minimal. And for the better part of 3 years, I prepared every single week, sat on the sidelines, went through the pregame jitters and anxiety of, am I going to get in the game and play, and never played. And that's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to do for, you know, five games, but 16 regular season games, and then next season another 16 games, and then the next season another 16 games. And until you get on the field, until you throw a pass, until you have success, I was there. I was in the NFL. I got a paycheck.
You always
think to yourself
that it might be fake. I've been thinking my way through.
I don't know, you know, because in my mind I was classified as a backup.
Right.
So I don't know if I can do this.
And they didn't know either. I mean, frankly, they had you make the team, and you had to bust your butt to make the team. But even making the team wasn't
like I told you, my Super Bowl was the preseason.
Right.
Like, for me, the preseason was everything. And then when you get into a game, and the way I got into a game was, it was just like a disaster. I mean, Dan Marino gets hurt, and they're just like, okay, you're in. And on top of it, I was sick the night before in the hospital. And I didn't even warm up for the game. I mean, it's the worst possible scenario you could ever put someone into play. And on top of it,
you didn't feel like warming up, huh?
No, they wouldn't let me warm up.
Sounds like a you
problem,
buddy.
It's not like, you know, it's an optional thing. It's not like today where kids go, yeah, I'm just not going to warm up. I'm not going to do
it. They were like Mitchell, I don't know if this is a HIPAA violation, but I'm going to say it. Didn't you have pink eye?
I had pink eye,
We call it conjunctivitis.
Whatever it is.
They were like, don't touch a football near any of our actual starters, please.
So I throw an interception the first play I'm in that's returned for a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad to begin with, and it got worse when I got in the game. So you've never played. You go in a game and you're throwing interceptions. You're like, I don't know that I belong here. I don't know. I mean, there was – even when I got into play –
there are players who never recover from that problem.
That was so challenging. And I had this kind of out-of-body experience. And I just – I had this instinct and this intuition to just
– Scott Mitchell, remember who you are.
Whatever it was. And I got in the huddle and I just looked at everyone. And I said, don't worry about me. Because I know they were. Because they're like –
Well, your
eye
was
your we have no see, confidence in this eye, guy. He's never
eyes,
played.
One of your eyes was sealed shut. Hey, man, have confidence in me, okay? It's gross.
It wasn't like
they
that.
They were like,
come
don't
on.
Throw the ball to me, dude. You're like wiping your hand all over you. Anyway, ball's coming to you, bro. No, it is not. Do not throw it to me.
And so I just said, don't worry about me. And it changed everything. And I went out in the second half.
And gave six of the Cleveland Browns conjunctivitis.
No. But I was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. But that wasn't the moment. It was about halfway through the third quarter, and it was kind of you could tell that we were taking control of the game, and I'd now thrown a couple of touchdown passes, and we broke the huddle, and I'm walking to the line of scrimmage. And I can remember it like it was yesterday, and I'll never forget this until the day I die. And I looked over the Cleveland Browns defense, and I saw Clay Matthews, the senior, Clay Matthews, who played 20 years in the NFL.
Senior,
and he was an amazing player. And I looked right at him, and I was like, I own Clay Matthews today. And it was in that moment that all these dreams I had as a young boy and all of this hard work and all that I'd been through, it was real. My dream had come true, and I was like, I belong in the NFL.
That's interesting you said that like that, too, because I have at my desk a picture of Mad Dog Madsen. You've seen it.
Right, yeah.
And Mad Dog Madsen is grabbing a rebound. It's a very, like, innocuous-looking, you know, you're not getting this picture and thinking to yourself, oh, man, Mad Dog was dominant. He's grabbing a rebound.
Right.
But behind him, underneath the hoop, is Michael Jordan, and behind him is Tyronn Lue. Right? And guess who sent the picture to me? Mad Dog Madsen's mom, when she was trying to say that Mad Dog should have gotten the BYU basketball coaching job. You remember that? She sent packets out to a bunch of people. Like, I'm just telling you, my son should be the BYU basketball coach. She sent this whole packet out.
Because there's Michael Jordan.
Right? That was the thing. And I remember thinking to myself, Mad Dog's mom sends this picture out. Maybe Mad Dog signs him or whatever. And the whole deal was because, if there's a picture of me in the NBA with putting a layup up over Michael Jordan and his face is just kind of like with his mouth open. It's one of 1 million times he's been under the hoop that a person has scored near Michael Jordan. I'm putting that thing up. It's going to be on my headstone. You know, I'm etching that thing. I mean, but I remember thinking to myself, oh, that's significant to Mad Dog because it was one of these moments where he's like, I am in the NBA and I'm with some of the best. And by the way, the guy's a 2-time world champion.
So I have pictures. And I have pictures where I'm handing the ball off to Barry Sanders or he's next to me or there's other players. I have one where Derek Thomas and Neil Smith are colliding as I'm avoiding a sack escaping. When they were with the Kansas City Chiefs. And so but when you're there, like, you don't think about that. Because once you're there and once you know you belong, they just become your contemporaries. They're no longer your hero. Look, for 3 years – I hardly said two words to Dan Marino because I was like, this is Dan Marino. You know, it's like I idolized him. Mr. Marino, it's like, is it okay that I sit next to you here?
And, sure, I'll sign an autograph. Where do you want it? Oh, you play on the team?
Yeah.
Oh, you're my backup?
Right. And I'm just telling you, but once you get to where you know you belong, that whole mindset really changes. And it's a fascinating dynamic, but I can tell you that moment will live with me, and it was so special where I just knew that, and it wasn't just belonging. It was I don't know how many people in their life can say, I had a dream as a child and I lived it. It came true. And that moment, and it didn't matter what it was. I mean, it could be anything in my life, but that was the dream I had. That's the dream I chose. And it wasn't an easy dream. It was hard as heck to do that. Not quite as hard as broadcasting Utah football games on Saturdays, but a close second.
Such a hard deal.
And it's just cool to have that.
I think there are a lot of guys who turn that corner and they go to, I think about Scottie Pippen. I think he went to Alcorn State, or Arkansas State maybe. Alcorn State was McNair. But even then, they throw a touchdown, they throw their second, they throw their 15th, and it's like, not only am I here, I kind of own this place.
Yep.
Steve Nash was that way, where it's like everybody who is short and pretty athletic, that's every D3 guard that's ever played the game, right? And then, but Steve Nash was an MVP in the league. So what made the difference? He figured some things out, and then he ended up just doing it. And I think at some point he goes, yeah, I've made it, and that's it. So, pretty cool stuff. I love hearing those stories. We're going to take the break. Just before we do, though, I want to tell you about the all-new QX80. You can come down and check it out. Beautiful one right here in front of us. The home of the Forever Warranty here at Tim Daly Infinity. What the Forever Warranty is on all new and qualifying used vehicles, 2013 and newer with under 75,000 miles that they sell right here at the Tim Daly Infinity, the Forever Warranty. That is a warranty on your car that is exactly what it is. It lasts forever. So check out the leases.
Forever's a long
here.
Time, Alex.
It is a long time. Lease, buy, however you do it, you can get that forever warranty. But I'm talking about great deals. How about that Q50? Lease that thing for only $339 a month. That's a 2019 Q50. The quality that you get with Infiniti is amazing. Come join us here at the Tim Daly Infiniti all the way up till 9 o'clock. It's here in Murray, 45th South State Street. Find the big flashing vans, KSL News Radio. We're going to return. KSL's Unrivaled continues. Stay with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.